But first, since the tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary last December, the debate over gun violence and stricter gun controls has earned greater attention, including in our nation's capital, where the Senate is about to take up discussion of new legislation. Tomorrow at our state capitol here in Lansing, there will be a rally organized by Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. And with us now to talk more about gun violence and tomorrow's rally, Shannon Watts, the founder of Moms Demand Action. She joins us by phone from Indianapolis. Hi, Shannon.
Good morning.
And with us here in the studio, Linda Brundage, the founder of the Lansing Mid-Michigan chapter of Moms Demand Action. Hi, Linda.
Morning, Mark.
Nice to have you back. And Kelly Grandchamp, who is a survivor of gun violence. Hi, Kelly.
Good morning, Mark.
And thanks for joining us and welcome to the show. Shannon, update us on Moms Demand Action. Your group hasn't been in existence that long. It started very modestly with a Facebook page. How's it been going since December?
Pretty amazing. In 4 months, we have almost 100,000 members and 90 chapters across the country in 40 states. So, you know, this obviously touched a nerve with moms in this country. They were looking for a way to get involved in the issue of gun violence locally, and now Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America is giving them that.
Linda, you helped start the Mid-Michigan chapter here. You were on our show a couple of months ago. How has it gone since your last appearance?
Well, it's going very well, and to use the word excited to describe a gun sense rally is probably not the best word, but we know we have an excellent rally planned for tomorrow. The response across the state has been excellent. People, moms, are ready for change regarding the way the issue of guns is dealt with in our country.
Is your group, by and large, I know you've got a big rally planned tomorrow,
yes.
And you're very hopeful of a big turnout. Is your organization largely an online kind of phenomena, or do you hold meetings where as many people come together and plan and discuss, or what?
Both. There's a huge online presence. You can go to momsdemandaction.org. That's our national website. Then there are 5 chapters in Michigan. And here in mid-Michigan, we've had probably 10 to 15 people meeting regularly. Of course, our focus has been on getting ready for the rally. But I want, when people think of Moms Demand Action, I want them to think of mama bears protecting their cubs. And this isn't a today or tomorrow. This is for the marathon, for the duration. We're not going away regardless of how successful our rally is. In a way, I'm thinking of our rally as the kicking off point to give a voice to the middle ground. We're not extreme on either end. We're grassroots. We're not partisan. We get the Second Amendment. So we're trying to give voice to those moms who want to protect their children, their communities, and their state.
Shannon, there are other organizations that have been working on gun control for many years. What do you think people find so different about your organization?
Well, you know, what we hear over and over again is that moms have been a missing voice in this conversation for almost 3 decades. Much like Mothers Against Drunk Driving was founded in the 1980s to address driving while intoxicated, we have needed an organization in this country to address our gun laws, not just at a federal congressional level, but also at the local state level. Okay. Laws are routinely made by state legislatures that are driven by gun lobbyists. And so for moms to be able to get involved, not just online, but we're able to take that online interaction and translate it to offline activism. And so, mm-hmm. You know, what we're seeing is that we have been a missing voice in this conversation, but Sandy Hook Elementary, you know, the massacre there really mobilized us to come together and say, oh, we didn't realize the gun laws were so lax in our country. We understand that now, and we're going to act to protect our children.
Linda Brundage, did Sandy Hook particularly resonate with you then?
Yes, it did. I think, you know, similar to what Gabby Giffords and many other people, moms, have said, enough is enough. And I said to myself, Linda, you've got to do something. You've got to get active. And to just piggyback on something that Shannon said, locally we've been very active, meeting with some of our state representatives, some of our state senators, and we do expect change in the laws in Michigan that would move toward protecting our children and communities.
Regardless of what happens in Washington, D.C.?
Yes, because, you know, there's been a law introduced in Michigan that would exempt firearms manufacturers, for instance, in Michigan, from complying with the federal laws.
Right.
We're not going to stand for that. We don't want those guns made here.
And you're confident you've got the support to actually prevent that from happening?
I think we have the ability to develop the support. If the last few weeks is any example, again, there are lots and lots and lots of moms, many more than there are gun owners, and we have the determination. We know it's a marathon. We know it's not a sprint, and we are here. Moms aren't going away, and moms vote.
For you, Kelly Grandchamp, you have personal reasons to be involved in this. You're a victim of gun violence. Would you mind sharing your story with us?
Yes, I am a survivor of gun violence. In 2001, a man that I was trying to divorce in an incident of domestic violence came to my house and shot me twice in the head.
That doesn't sound like it's got a very high rate of twice in the head, and you are here today to talk about it. That sounds like some kind of medical miracle.
They did tell me that they really didn't know why I survived. And although the impact on my life was huge, I managed to turn it into something positive.
How so?
Because I was awarded Social Security disability due to the gun violence, I used that opportunity to go back to school and get my master's degree in social work. So now I help women and children who are suffering under the yoke of domestic violence.
Wow. After going through what you went through, what is your current relationship with guns and with people who support gun rights, etc.?
I own guns. I shoot guns.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. And so guns have always been a part of your life, but you became a victim of gun violence.
Yes. The gun that was used on me was not my gun. However, I really want to point out that when I do use guns, it is with gun safety. I do not own any automatic guns, and I have no illegal guns.
What was it like picking up a gun the first time after you were attacked?
It was scary and horrific.
So there was a profound impact with your own relationship with guns after the attack on you. This took a while to warm back up to the whole idea of shooting guns. But now they are a part of your life again.
Yes.
Okay. And your current husband uses guns, I'm led to believe?
He does. He is not retired, but has served our country. Has been a military man. He is also raised in a household where hunting was a part of provision for the family. So, yes, we enjoyed the sport together.
Do you feel that a lot of other victims of gun violence are joining your cause?
I do.
Okay. You've spoken to other people who will be at the rally tomorrow who are victims like you. You are survivors like you are.
I have not spoken to anyone in particular, but I know that anyone with a common sense approach understands that.
Shannon, how many people are there like Kelly that you're aware of?
There are actually many. We know that we have at least 300 members of the NRA who have joined our organization. We hear a lot from women and men who are gun owners, but frankly who have also left the NRA because they don't like the future that Wayne LaPierre has laid out, where we have shields over our schools and bulletproof backpacks and the good guys shoot it out with the bad guys over our kids' heads. You know, the reality is we support the Second Amendment, and mm-hmm. you can have common sense, you can own a gun, and also understand that people don't need assault weapons. people should have to get background checks for every single purchase. People should have to report large quantities of ammunition to the ATF. These are just common sense reforms that we're talking about.
You are also, let's be clear, you've enunciated a couple of your positions. You believe in a ban on assault weapons and ammunition magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. You mentioned the background checks, the large quantities of ammo. You support making gun trafficking a federal crime with serious criminal penalties, and you also want to counter the gun industry's lobbyists' efforts to weaken gun laws at the state level. I have to ask you about what's going on in Washington, though. The Senate voted yesterday to proceed with debate on a package of bills that would expand background checks for gun buyers and increase the penalties for criminal sales. And it's got a lot of other amendments attached to it. And I think a discussion is about to begin. But they do include the renewal of the assault weapons ban that expired 9 years ago. And, Shannon, any response to this development?
Yeah, we were thrilled, first of all, that many senators crossed the aisle to block a filibuster and to allow debate on this legislation. That's what America's about. It's about an open debate and people being transparent about what their votes are going to be on this legislation. 90% of Americans want background checks, and almost 60% want an assault weapons ban. So, you know, we deserve a vote. The victims of Sandy Hook and other gun violence incidents deserve a vote on this. And, you know, as we move forward, this is not a perfect bill. It's a good start. And, you know, we're hopeful. It's certainly a long road. So the Senate has to vote for it. Then it goes to the House and then back to the Senate. That's a lot of work and heavy lifting that needs to be done. I think we'd like to see, you know, something important pass this session to show legislators the sky won't fall if you vote for common sense gun reforms. And then we'll go back again and again until all of our goals are accomplished at both the federal and state levels.
Linda, tell us about what's planned at tomorrow's rally, please.
Tomorrow we're going to have Mayor Virge Bonaro is going to welcome, to the Capital City. And Virge is also a mayor against illegal guns, so he will say a word about the activity of the mayors in our state. You've met Kelly. She's going to speak. We have a pediatric emergency room physician. We have a couple of educators. One of the educators will have a particularly interesting voice. He is a father, an educator, and a gun owner for 40 years, and he's going to talk about guns from his gun-owning perspective. We're going to have a couple of students.
At the Capitol?
Capitol
Grounds. Okay.
Capitol Grounds, 11 a.m., doesn't matter what the weather. If somebody's thinking about, oh, I can't go out in the weather, I want to encourage them to think about what the families of gun violence have experienced. And so what's a few wet shirts or wet toes? The rally will go on. So try and think about your activity tomorrow in terms of getting a voice out for gun sense.
Shannon, now that the weather, the seasons are changing, are you finding that there are more events like this one being planned around the country?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We've been rallying since December 14th. We've held more than 30 events across the country, and it was a cold, long winter. So we are looking very forward to spring weather. And, you know, the NRA has talked about the Connecticut effect being that people will forget about this. We think it's the exact opposite. We believe the Connecticut effect is about rallying and mobilizing mothers across this country, and we will never forget, and we will keep having events until something gets done.
Sandy Hook was a horrid day in our country's history. A lot of people who are resisting change claim that even the passage of some of the measures in this bill that the Senate is looking at, involving background checks and the like, would not stop another Sandy Hook. Shannon, what do you make of that assertion? How do you respond to that?
Well, that's absolutely false. The reality is that he used an AR-15 at Sandy Hook, and that's a weapon that would be banned. He used a 30-round magazine. 11 kids were able to flee when he stopped to reload his magazine. So, he's also obviously was mentally ill, and should his mother have had a gun in the house with a mentally ill child there? There are all kinds of steps that need to be taken so that this is prevented. Will this stop every single horrible crime in this country? No, absolutely not. But neither do stop signs. But we don't say, people just aren't going to follow the rules, so we'll just take away all the stop signs. We have to, as a country, put laws in effect that will do the very best to even save one child's life. That is our obligation as human beings.
What do you make of the argument in favor of training a person or persons in schools to protect innocents from a gun-wielding person? Shannon, Linda, anybody?
In Michigan, we do not want guns in our schools. The Michigan Education Association is very clear on that. The American Federation of Teachers has made a very clear statement, as has the National Education Association. Guns do not belong in schools, period.
Shannon Watts is the founder of Moms Demand Action. She has joined us on the phone from Indianapolis. We also want to thank Linda Brundage, the founder of the Lansing Mid-Michigan chapter of Moms Demand Action, and Kelly Grandchamp. Many thanks for coming in today. She is a survivor of gun violence. Good luck at the rally tomorrow. Thank you all.
Thank you.